19. The Final Battle. The fighting began in the forest and spread out to the village. It became a fierce battle. The warriors of both tribes were well prepared for war. There was shooting and hand-to-hand combat. Knives and tomahawks were covered with blood. Arrows flew in every direction. The warriors threw themselves at each other with all the strength and energy of their young bodies. This was the moment to rescue Korra. Uncas, Hawkeye, Hayward, and Gamut climbed to the caves in the mountain. In the distance, Uncas saw Magua with two warriors, leading Korra from the cave to the hillside.
"It's Korra! Korra!"
exclaimed Uncas as he and the others moved quickly up the hillside. The Hurons couldn't move as quickly because Korra was exhausted and could barely walk.
"I will go no farther,"
cried Korra.
"Kill me if you want, you savage! I will go no farther!"
The other two warriors raised their tomahawks ready to strike at her, but Magua stopped them. He took his knife and turned to Korra with a look of fierce passion and said,
"Woman, choose either the wigwam or the knife of Magua."
Korra didn't look at him. She dropped down on her knees, raised her eyes, and lifted her arms towards the sky. Then she weakly said,
"Do with me as you think best."
Magua became very impatient and repeated,
"Woman, choose!"
But Korra did not seem to hear him. Magua, trembling with anger, raised his knife, but then hesitated again. Once more he struggled with himself and lifted his knife to strike Korra. Just then Uncas appeared, jumping down from a rock above. Magua moved back to avoid him. In that instant, one of Magua's warriors took out his knife and stabbed Korra in the heart. She fell at Magua's feet. Magua was about to kill his own warrior, but Uncas jumped on him, and a long, fiery fight began. Magua wounded Uncas with his knife. Although Uncas was severely wounded, he was able to kill Korra's murderer. Then he fell to the ground, looking at Magua straight in the eyes. The Mohican's strength was leaving his body, but his courage was greater than ever. He turned to Magua and looked at him with disgust as Magua stabbed him in the heart 3 times. The Mohican was dead. And near him lay Korra.
"Mercy! Mercy, Huron!"
cried Major Hayward, who had seen the horror. Magua waved his bloody knife in the air and then leapt across a deep precipice. He hoped to reach the other side of the cliff, where no one could reach him. But his leap was too short. He grabbed a bush on the other side of the precipice. He desperately tried to climb up onto the ledge. Hawkeye was watching everything from the opposite side of the precipice. He took his rifle, Killdeer, took aim, and fired. The bullet hit Magua, who fell to his death in the precipice. Le Renard was dead.